The scripture reading for this morning is taken from Luke chapter 16, verses 1 to 13. You can follow along in the insert from your bulletin. We're reading the Revised Standard Version this morning. The parable of the dishonest manager. He also said to the disciples, "There was a rich man who had a steward, and charges were brought to him that this man was wasting his goods. And he called him and said to him, 'What is this that I hear about you? Turn in the account of your stewardship, for you can no longer be steward.' And the steward said to himself, 'What shall I do, since my master is taking the stewardship away from me? I am not strong enough to dig, and I am too ashamed to beg. I have decided what to do, so that people may receive me into their houses when I am put out of the stewardship.' So, summoning his master's debtors one by one, he said to the first, 'How much do you owe my master?' He said, 100 measures of oil. And he said to him, 'Take your bill and sit down quickly and write 50. Then he said to another, 'And how much do you owe?' He said, 100 measures of wheat. He said to him, 'Take your bill and write 80. The master commended the dishonest steward for his shrewdness. For the sons of this world are more shrewd in dealing with their own generation than the sons of light. And I tell you, make friends for yourselves by means of unrighteous mammon, so that when it fails, they may receive you into the eternal habitations. He who is faithful in a very little is faithful also in much, and he who is dishonest in a very little is dishonest also in much. If then you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will entrust to you the true riches? And if you have not been faithful in that which is another's, who will give you that which is your own? No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon." This is the word of the Lord.
Hi, good morning, brothers and sisters.
各位弟兄姊妹早晨。
I praise the Lord. Yeah, I have the chance to speak to you with the word of God, the message from the Bible. As Pastor George introduced me to you, I've been here for 4.5 years, but this is the first time I can talk to you. In order not to hurt your ear by my Hong Kongish accent, so I better ask Dr. Wang to do the translation for me. Yeah, I also give thanks to Dr. Wang. Okay, turn it to Cantonese. 有一個智慧人咁講,人生有兩大嘅悲劇。
A wise person once said, there are two great tragedies in life.
第一個悲劇呢,就係仲未用曬啲錢呢就死咗了。The
first is to die without using up all your money.
其實耶穌都講過一個咁樣嘅比喻㗎。
Even Jesus has said a similar parable.
在路加福音12章20节,
in Luke chapter 12, verse 20,
不多说了, 第二个悲剧呢, 就是还没死,
the other tragedy is run out of money before you die.
这个就是关乎到我们今天的经文。
Today, that's the subject of in the Word.
廣東話有句俗語咁講，佢話講錢濕感情。
We have a saying in Cantonese, it's painful to talk about money.
人同人嘅關係呢，好多時候因為錢呢就受到破壞。
Interpersonal relationships are easily broken because of money.
唔單止係朋友嘅關係，甚至無係兄弟、夫妻、父子之間嘅關係，都會可能因為錢嘅問題受到破損。
Not only friendships, but even family ties between siblings, between parents and children, between husband and wife can be broken.
金錢不單止破壞人同人之間嘅關係。
This may happen among non-Christians.
People to people, 人同人之間嘅關係。
Between people, yeah.
甚至冇呢係破損人同神之間嘅關係。
It can, money also affects and destroys our relationship with God.
所以呢,就剛才我們讀的經文那裡就有提到說,一個僕人不能侍奉兩個主,不是惡者一個就是愛那個,不是眾者一個就是輕那個, 你们不能侍奉神，又侍奉马门。
So what we read just now, no servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he'll be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon.
刚才主席为我们报告的时候，提到我们教会将要扩堂的问题。
Our chairman, chairperson already announced that we have a building completion project.
是关乎到600万的工程。
The total cost is $6 million.
又讲钱。
Oh, we're talking about money.
听起来好像一个很大的数目。
Sounds like a very big sum.
但是我们大家都知道，现在在温哥华的房地产，一间 独立房屋的价钱，大概都起码百几二百万。
We all know that a single family house in Vancouver is worth more than $1 or $2 million.
换言之，600万的话，大概都是3-4间的楼房的钱。
So a $6 million extension is equivalent to only 3 or 4 houses.
如果是一家4口，甚至5口或者6口咁计啦。
So if we say in each family there are 3 to 4 people, or even 5 or 6.
大概都是10-20个人。 可以用到一个咁样嘅地方。
To occupy 3 or 4 houses, that'd just be a couple dozen people.
但系当呢个嘅扩堂工程完成咗之后，我哋可以有几多人可以享用呢个嘅地方呢？
But when our building extension is completed, how many people will be using it?
按照而家目前我哋崇拜嘅人数估计呢，已经系超过700人。
Our current combined Sunday worship attendance already exceeds 700.
将来藉着神的恩典，会不会多100、多200，甚至多300、400呢？
By God's grace, this may even increase by 100 or maybe 200, 300, or 400.
这个当然是视乎神的恩典，祂愿意摆多少人来到我们的当中。
That of course depends on God's desire for our church.
但问题是我们预备好没呢？
The point is, are we ready?
我们刚才提到这个比喻。
We read this parable.
这个比喻讲到有一个管家，因为被主人发觉浪费他的财物。
It describes a manager who is accused of wasting his master's possessions.
那个主人就要他交代清楚，然后就炒他鱿鱼了。
His master wanted him to give an account before firing him.
当然这个管家就要很快面对生活上的很大的困难。
The manager faced some difficulties with his livelihood.
正如经文讲，他说他自己锄地无力，去乞钱又怕丑。
Verse 3 says he was not strong enough to dig and ashamed to beg.
就在这个绝境的时候，他想到一个办法。
In his extremity, he had a flash of brilliance.
当他一无所有的时候，他还可以有生存的机会。
He figured out a way out of his predicament.
个办法就是叫他那些欠债的人一个一个来到他面前。
He would call in his master's debtors one at a time.
然后就大幅度的削减他那个欠债的数目。
He would generously reduce their debts.
换言之，即是很简单的这么说，就是说将他主人的财富去转账，转到他那些欠债人的身上。
So he was just giving away his master's wealth for the benefit of the debtors.
用这样的方法，希望叫那些欠债的人将来可以感恩图报，来去报答他。
This he did in hope of currying their favor so that one day they may reciprocate and help him out.
其实这个比喻的内容不难明白的。
What happened in this parable is quite straightforward.
按照字面的解释，我们就知道当时发生了什么事。
We understand what happened.
但是困难就在第八节那里。
The problem comes in verse 8.
他说主人夸奖这个不义的管家做事聪明。
The master commended the dishonest steward for his shrewdness.
世上有没有这样的主人呢？
Are there really such masters around?
被人骗了之后，还要赞他聪明。
Having been defrauded, they would commend the dishonest steward?
不单止是这样，在第九节那里。
Not only here, but in verse 9.
那里主耶稣用这个比喻来跟那些门徒说，他说要用那些不义的钱财来结交朋友。
Jesus instructs his disciples to use unrighteous mammon in order to make friends.
到到啲錢財冇用嘅時候咧，佢哋就可以接你哋去永存嘅帳幕嗰度去。
So that when it fails, they may receive you into the eternal habitations.
表面上睇上嚟好似耶穌鼓勵嗰啲門徒啊，不擇手段咁嚟到去賺錢，然之後用呢啲錢咧嚟到去結交朋友。
Seems like Jesus is encouraging his disciples to unscrupulously take someone's money and use this to win friends for themselves.
咁究竟乜嘢叫做呢個不義嘅錢財？英文咧就 unrighteous 嘅 mammon。
So what is unrighteous mammon?
咩叫做永存嘅帳幕咧
？What are eternal habitations?
嗰啲困難一步一步咁樣嚟。
Seems like this passage is all sorts of challenges.
跟住咧，呢度講到咧，佢話人在最小嘅事上忠心，在大事上也忠心。
Then it says in verse 10, "He who is faithful in very little is faithful also in much."
乜嘢係小事？乜嘢係大事呢
？To what does very little and much refer?
跟住咧，耶穌就講啦，佢話咧有啊，你哋如果係喺不義嘅錢財上唔忠心嘅話，誰仲將嗰啲嘅真實嘅錢財嚟到託付你哋呢
？And then Jesus said, "If then you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will entrust you the true riches?"
係乜嘢叫做？真正的財富呢
What are true riches?
最後耶穌亦都繼續講
And lastly, Jesus said,
這一節我覺得是更加困難的
This is even more difficult verse.
他說呢倘若你們在別人的東西上不忠心誰還會將你自己的東西來給你呢這樣
If you had not been faithful in that which is another's, who will give you that which is your own?
通常一般嚟讲咧，就系如果有人处理佢自己嘅嘢都唔妥当、唔小心、唔忠心嘅时候，咁佢就冇资格去处理人哋嘅嘢噶嘛。
We normally think that a person who cannot be responsible or trustworthy with his own property should not be asked to take care of someone else's。
但系耶稣佢系倒转过嚟嚟到讲，佢话将有人如果唔能够处理。别人的东西忠心的话呢他就没有资格去处理自己的东西了。
Jesus seems to be saying it backwards. If a person has not been trustworthy with someone else's property, he should not be asked to take care of his own.
其实这些经文都令到我们很就是莫名其妙的。
Sometimes we scratch our heads when we read these verses.
所以呢这段经文呢就被公认为呢是新约里面比较最难解的一段的经文。
So many have recognized this parable as some of the hardest verses to understand.
或者我哋首先睇睇呢个比喻嘅背景先啦。
Well, let's look a little bit at the background for the parable.
当嗰个嘅主人当时嗰啲嘅富户咧，系请呢个 steward 呢类管家咧嚟去管理佢呢个财产。
In those days, the rich often hired people to manage their property.
个情况咧就好似今时今日一啲嘅投资经理啊。
These managers would perform work similar to those of a financial planner today.
今日好多嘅投资经理咧就可以去处理好多客人嘅嗰啲嘅财富。
Well, today's financial planners have many clients.
但当时嘅嗰啲嘅管家咧或者系 manager 咧就只会系为一个主人嚟到去打理佢呢个财产嘅啫。
The property manager in Jesus' time served a single master.
当然我们知道二千多年前呢，没股票，没基金。
Now in those days, there were no large investment properties or financial investment instruments.
我们最重要的财富呢，当其时最重要的财富呢，就是这个田产。
Wealth was largely held in agricultural land.
那怎样将这个田产来到去投资呢？
And how was this invested?
最簡單直接的方法咧，當然就係租俾嗰啲嘅耕田嘅人嚟到去耕種啦。
One option was to lease the land for others to cultivate，
然之後嚟到收租。
Then they could profit from it。
仲有一個更加簡單直接嘅方法咧，就係借錢俾嗰啲嘅人，然之後收取利息。
Another simpler way is just to loan money out to people and then earn an interest。
这个这样的做法呢今时今日来说是非常普遍的。
Lending money is pretty common today.
但是当其时却不是这样。
But that wasn't the case in those days.
因为呢在旧约出埃及记那里 很清楚地告诉我们。
In Exodus, the Jewish law is pretty clear.
嗰度话咧，佢话经文咁讲啊，我民中有贫穷嘅人与你同住，你若借钱给他，不可如放债的向他取利。
If you lend money to any of my people with you who is poor, you shall not be to him as a creditor, and you shall not exact interest from him.
換言之，即係話，如果佢哋嗰啲嘅有錢人去借錢俾人哋嚟到去收取利息嘅話咧，就其實係抵觸咗律法。
And so, if a rich person lent money to the poor and wanted to collect interest, he violated the Jewish law.
但係我哋大家都知道猶太人做生意好叻嘅嗬。
But we all know Jews are pretty smart in business.
有法律有律法就有法律罅噶啦。
Where there's a law, there's a loophole.
如果佢哋将放贷取利呢个做法转成为系生意嘅交易嘅话呢，咁当然就唔算系放债取利啦。
If a loan could be handled as a business transaction, then it would not be counted as an interest-generating loan.
举一个好简单嘅例。
For example,
某个人佢需要一笔钱嚟到去做生意。
If somebody needed some capital for a business,
佢如果有10,000元嘅本钱咧，佢就可以赚到2,000元嘅利润噶啦。
If he could make $2,000 in a $10,000 capital,
但佢手上冇呢10,000元嘅现金啊。
But if he didn't have the cash,
咁点算咧
？What would he do？
咁佢向呢啲富户嘅人嚟到去借钱啦。
So he could borrow the money from a rich person.
咁做成咗买卖之后咧，赚到嗰2,000元咧，就作为嗰个利润，就可以同嗰个嘅富户嚟到去平分，每人就得到1,000元啦。
So he could agree to split the profit with the lender when the deal was completed.
咁呢1,000元就只不过系利润而唔系利息啦。
And so the $1,000 you pocket is just considered profit, but not interest.
咁样做嘅时候就唔会抵触犹太人嘅律法咯噃。
So in this way, they could circumvent the Jewish law.
而且咧喺佢哋账目嘅上边咧，亦都唔会记录系作为利息嘅。
And on the records, it wouldn't be recorded as interest.
嗱，呢个嘅管家咧就系咁样为佢个主人嚟到去打理佢啲嘅财产。
And so this manager would probably be handling the master's wealth in this way.
而且咧，佢有全權嘅嚟到去放呢啲嘅金錢嚟到去俾嗰啲嘅人嚟到向佢借錢嘅。
And he had full authority to then use his money to make more money for his master.
咁嘅做法咧，對個主人嚟講咧，起碼有兩大嘅好處。
His master probably enjoyed two main benefits.
第一個好處咧，就係個主人多啲時間去遊山玩水，坐下遊輪啦。
He did not need to deal with the day-to-day matters. He was able to enjoy his free time.
第二个好处咧，就系万一俾人发觉，佢都可以置身事外，唔需要负上律法嘅责任。
The other was that he was insulated from any potential legal problems.
因为咧
，in case these were considered illegal loans.
因为咧，所有都系佢个管家去做嘅。
This was all the problem of the manager.
就喺呢个时候，这个个管家咧就灵机一触。
And so, under these circumstances, the manager had a brilliant idea.
想出咗呢个咁样嘅办法。
He came up with this solution.
就系将嗰啲嘅欠债嘅人去到个面前大幅嘅嚟到削减欠债嘅数目。
He greatly reduced the debt of these people.
嗱，关于嗰啲嘅欠债嗰啲嘅单位啊，有几多石啊，几多柳油啊，嗰啲咧，我唔喺呢度用时间嚟到解释啦。
So I won't go into details of all the weights and measures here in the Old Testament, in the New Testament here.
最简单嘅咧就你可以睇到咧，就系原本系100个 measure， 而家咧就变成50个 measure。
Just basically, you can see he cut the debt in half from 100 measures down to 50.
另外一个咧就系打个八折。
And on the other, he took 20% off, reducing it from 100 to 80.
个问题系个主人知道咧都无可奈何。
You know, even when the master found out, there's not much he could do.
一来咧就系个管家系有权咁做。
On the one hand, the manager already had authority to do this.
二来咧就系如果佢拒绝去让管家改写佢嗰啲嘅账目嘅时候咧，就等于佢承认佢自己放高利贷。
On the other hand, if he disagreed with these reductions, that'd be tantamount to admitting that this was illegally exacting a high interest from a fellow Jew.
所以呢, 他不得不去夸奖这个管家。
So he didn't have any choice, he had to praise him.
但我们要留意呢, 就是他不去赞这个管家的狡猾和不诚实。
But he didn't praise him for his craftiness or deception.
他而是赞这个管家呢, 在这样的时刻, 他是能够有一个这么聪明、这么刁钻的方法来处理他之后的事情。
But he praised him for his shrewdness in dealing with his predicament.
所以呢，个主人就继续讲啦。So
the master went on to say,
佢咧就话今世之子喺世事之上咧，较比光明之子咧系更加嘅聪明。The
sons of this world are more shrewd in dealing with their own generation than the sons of light.
今世之子咧就系嘅意思，即系话属于呢个世界嘅嗰啲嘅人。
The sons of this world are the people of this world,
即是属世的人,
who follow its worldly ways.
光明之子呢, 就是属光明的人, 即是属神的人,
sons of light belong to the light and to God.
所以整句话的意思呢, 耶稣在这里用这个比喻的讲法, 就是说, 那些属世的人, 在这个世代上面为自己将来作打算呢, 在处理钱财上所运用的聪明和智慧, 是比那些属神的人, 是更加聪明、更有远见、更有策略。
Basically, what Jesus is saying is this: the people of this world, in planning for their future, are wiser, have more foresight, and are more strategic than those who belong to God.
耶稣是用这个比喻来教训那些门徒。
Jesus is teaching his disciples with this parable.
怎样才是更加有效去管理和使用世上的钱财？
He's teaching them how to effectively manage and use worldly wealth.
耶稣, 圣经里面呢, 记载了耶稣呢, 讲了很多的比喻。
Jesus told many parables.
有人统计过呢, 耶稣讲得最多的呢, 有关钱的比喻。
According to some, the most common theme mentioned in the parables is money.
今时今日呢, 钱已经不是再单单是提供人基本生活所需的那些的
In today's world, wealth is no longer simply what it takes to support the basic needs of a person.
而是包罗万有，包括咗权力啦、身份啦、自我价值啦、安全保障啦、生养死葬啦，甚至娱乐消遣享受，都系关乎钱嘅问题。
It relates to things like power, status, self-worth, security, livelihood, and even entertainment and leisure and luxuries.
所以呢，好多人就不惜一切，都要得到更多、更多、更多嘅钱。
So people run after more and more money at any cost.
甚至冇有啲人呢，为到钱呢，系迷失咗人性。
And some, for the love of wealth, have lost their way.
咁究竟乜嘢系呢个嘅不义嘅钱财呢？
So what is unrighteous mammon?
今日咧，我特別啲咧就揀咗RSV呢個嘅版本嚟到同大家嚟到讀。I've
chosen the RSV version as our text today.
因為咧喺RSV嘅版本嘅裏邊咧，佢呢段嘅經文咧就一路佢都係用呢個嘅 term 就 unrighteous 嘅 mammon 嚟到去做翻譯嘅。Because
it consistently translates from the original, using the term unrighteous mammon throughout the whole passage.
用馬門呢個嘅 term 嚟到去翻譯。
The term mammon is used consistently.
我哋一直觉得咧，以为咧钱咧系冇善恶之分嘅。
We normally don't think of money, as inherently good or evil.
只不过系一种中性嘅交易嘅媒介。
It's just a neutral currency of exchange.
但系喺呢段嘅经文嘅里边，最后一句，耶稣话：你们不能又侍奉神，又侍奉马门。
But in the last, verse here, the passage ends with Jesus saying, "You cannot serve God and Mammon."
耶稣咁讲，好明显嘅系将金钱嚟到去形象化。
In saying this, Jesus clearly personifies wealth as a powerful being.
系一个有力量嘅一个嘅神明。
It is like a god. It is powerful.
系其实代表住一个敌挡神嘅一个嘅偶像。
Mammon is really an idol that opposes God.
耶稣其实要我们必须要在金钱这个偶像里面来到回转回来归向他。
Jesus tells us that we must first turn away from the idol of wealth to face him.
事实上金钱表面上好像真的能够给到人有安全感，给人有自由，给人有权力。
Wealth does apparently give people security, freedom, and power.
它无处不在。
Wealth is everywhere.
破坏人的关系，引诱人犯罪。
It destroys relationships. It tempts people. It's a source of temptation to people.
最可怕的，它就是要争取成为神一样这样的地位。
The scariest thing is that it seeks to take the place of God in our lives.
无论有钱的人也好，没钱的人也好，都很容易落入在马门的掌握的里面。
Whether we're poor or rich, we can fall into the grips of mammon.
其实如果我们要问现今世界上最多人崇拜的是什么宗教呢？
We might ask, what religion has the greatest number of adherents in the world?
可能就是马门教。
It's mammon.
全人类都在这里跪拜他。
Everyone bows before it.
马门其实是一直支配人和影响人生活的一个这样的偶像。
Wealth is an idol that infuses and influences people's lives.
所以耶稣就称之为不义的钱财，不义的马门。
That's why Jesus calls worldly wealth unrighteous mammon.
其实钱原本不是神所创造的。
Money was not part of God's original creation.
是人堕落了之后，犯罪之后的一种这样的发明。
Man invented it after the fall.
就好像武器一样。
That's, by the way, is also true of weaponry.
如果钱真的这么重要的话，我相信神在创造的时候不会不做钱出来。
If money was that crucial to human beings, God would have created it too.
但我们今时今日生活在这个不义的世代里面，我们无可避免是要运用这些不义的钱财。
However, we cannot avoid the use of money in this unrighteous world.
但最重要的，我们不要因为钱的缘故而拦阻了我们跟神的关系。
The important thing is for us not to allow money to hinder our relationship with God.
同埋我们要懂得学习怎样去正确的去处理我们的金钱。
We also need to know how to use it in the right way.
我们就好像这个管家一样。
Like the manager in the parable.
一切的资源都是主人来到交给我们运用和打理。
Our master has entrusted us with all sorts of resources to manage and use.
有朝一日他会跟我们问这个问题，要我们交账。
One day, he will ask each of us.
把你所经管的交代明白。
Turn in the account of your stewardship.
究竟什么时候那些钱才会变得无用的呢？
So, when will worldly wealth be gone?
我在香港50年代出生。
I was born in Hong Kong during the 50s.
我爸爸妈妈在40年代的时候在香港生活。
My parents, lived in the 40s in Hong Kong.
他们都经历过抗日战争的那些惨痛。
They experienced the horrors of the war against Japan.
我小个的时候就经常听到爸爸妈妈怎样去闹那些日本军人几咁残暴，怎样迫害那些香港人。
As a child, I often heard my parents rail against the brutality of the Japanese soldiers against the people in Hong Kong.
香港曾经沦陷了三年零八个月，在这段的日子里面呢，日本军人呢就将原本香港的港币呢全部拿走。
3 years and 8 months after Hong Kong fell to the Japanese, all Hong Kong currency was confiscated.
咁呢，佢哋呢就改为发行一啲所谓日本嘅军票。
It was replaced with banknotes issued by the Japanese military authority.
呢啲军票呢喺佢哋统领香港嘅时候呢係可以流通使用嘅。
We could use this military script throughout the war.
在香港的里面可以用这些钱，那些日本的军票。
We could use this Japanese military banknotes.
但是当他们投降战败之后呢，这些呢就全部都变成废纸了。
The day Japan surrendered, this currency became worthless pieces of paper.
现在我们一起来想象一下。
Imagine.
我们处身在那个时期。
Let's pretend we're living at that time.
今天是11月12日。
It's November 12th today.
政府宣布11月1日 那些纸币就全部都不可以再用了。
So the government announces the banknotes will be worthless after December 1st.
那你在这两个礼拜里面你会怎么做呢？
What would you be doing with your money in the 2 weeks to coming?
我可以想象你一定挨更抵走去银行排队去换回将来可以通用的钱。
I'm sure you would be standing in line outside the banks trying to exchange it into currency that you could use afterwards.
弟兄姊妹，有朝一日，其实我们地上的钱都变成废纸。Brothers
and sisters, one day our worldly wealth will be just useless paper.
我经常都是有一个这样的想法。
I always had this thought.
日本占领香港的时候,
when the Japanese occupied Hong Kong,
就好像撒旦占领了原本是属神的这个世界一样。
It's just like Satan occupying this world that originally belonged to God.
他就发行一些纸币。
And so Satan's issued banknotes.
那些人不断地来抢这些纸币。
We run after those.
但当神去宣认他战胜的一日,
the day God declares his final victory,
这些钱通通都会变成废纸。
All this military script will be useless paper.
当那个管家被主人发觉浪费的时候, 被主人要撤去他的职务。
When the manager found out that he would lose his job,
那个管家呢, 就很醒目、很聪明，就将主人嘅财富咧，就转去投资喺人嘅身上。
He was very shrewd. He used his master's wealth to invest in people.
去结交朋友。
To make friends.
将金钱咧转换成为永远流通嘅财富。
They converted money into currency that will always be useful.
我哋头先问，我哋地上嘅钱几时会冇用嘅咧？
We just ask, when would our worldly wealth be useless to us?
我们知道天国不似得好似这个世界咁，即系咁腐败、咁堕落。
We know the kingdom of heaven will not be like this corrupted world.
仍然系要用呢啲嘅钱嚟到去做交易嘅。
It won't need money for its daily transactions.
但喺天国嘅里边一定有人。
But the kingdom is made up of people.
我们可以投资在人的身上。
These are people in whom we can invest.
我们是投资什么人的身上呢？
What kind of people should we invest in?
教会就是造就天国子民的地方。
The church is where we find the people in the kingdom of heaven.
教会就是神国在地上的代表, 是预备人进入永存帐幕的一个工场。
The church is where you find the people, where we prepare people, bring them into the eternal dwellings.
耶稣说人在最小的事上忠心，在大事上也忠心，在最小的事上不义，在大事上也不义。
Jesus said, he who is faithful in very little is faithful also in much.
那什么是小事，什么是大事呢？
What things are very little and what are much?
对于我们基督徒来说，小事当然就是属世的事啦。
For Christians, the little things are obviously the things of this world.
大事就是属天的事。
The greater things are those that belong to heaven.
所以保罗都曾经对我们这么说。
Paul taught us.
他说呢, 你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。
Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth.
如果说我们对主忠心的话，但是却在最小的事上面，即是说运用金钱的事上面，我们都不忠心的话，那我们的忠心就只不过是得个幌子。
If we say we are faithful to Christ, but in the little things, that is in the use of worldly wealth, we are not faithful, our talk is empty.
相反，如果金钱在我们的心目中是一件这么大的事的话，我们更加需要在大事的上面来忠心。
Conversely, if money is really such a big thing to us, then we should be faithful in the greater things.
跟住落嚟，耶稣要话俾我哋听乜嘢先至系真正嘅钱财。
In the next verses, Jesus goes on to explain what is true riches.
我哋成日以为我哋努力去赚嗰啲嘅钱系属于我哋自己嘅。
We often think that the money we work so hard to earn belongs to us.
其实都唔系属于我哋嘅。
In actual fact, none of it belongs to us.
全部都系从神而嚟嘅。
It all comes from God.
唔单止系钱，甚至无万物都系从神而嚟。
Not only money, but everything has been entrusted to us by God.
试谂下，我哋今日有工作嘅能力、身体嘅健康、所管理嘅金钱，可以霎时之间就失去晒。
Think about it. Your ability to work today, your physical health, and the money you manage can all be lost in an instant.
如果唔系掌管万有嘅神，佢施恩怜悯，我哋嘅健康、我哋嘅工作、我哋嘅金钱，可以因为一个疾病、一个嘅意外，随时都可以消失。
If it were not for the mercy of the God who controls the universe, our health, our work, our wealth can be lost to illness or an accident at any time.
所以所有嘅被造之物其实原本都系属于创造天地万物嘅主。
All of creation belongs to the Creator God.
我哋都系佢嘅管家。
We are all His managers.
嗰啲所有嘅嘢其实都系所谓别人的东西。
Our possessions is someone else's property.
就是我们的主，我们的神。
It belongs to God.
如果我们对这些东西不忠心的话，
If we are not faithful with someone else's property,
神还怎会将属于我们自己的东西来到交给我们呢？
God will not give us property of our own.
什么是我们自己的东西啊？
That refers, what does that refer to?
就是我们用我们的时间，用我们的精力服侍主而得来那个永恒的奖赏。
Property of our own refers to the eternal reward and riches we can earn by investing our lives in serving the Lord.
那些才是永恒的财富。
Those are eternal riches.
有两句我们很熟的经文。
There are two passages we're quite familiar with.
在马拉基书三章八节和三章十节。
In Malachi chapter 3, verse 8 and 10.
我们很熟悉了，所以我们都不用读了。
You can see it up on the screen.
我打一个比喻。
Let me give you an illustration.
譬如说我们手上有十个的苹果。
Let's say we have 10 apples.
十个的当中我们只是拿一个来到奉献给神。
I only take one of these and offer it to God as my tithe.
事实上十个苹果都是属于神的。
In reality, all 10 apples belong to him.
他愿意给九个给我们，只是要求我们奉献一个来到给他。
He wants me to have 9 of them, but asks me to bring him 1 as an offering.
他说，使我家有粮。
As the Lord says, so that there may be food in my house.
很可惜，很多时候我们连这个我们都留起。
Unfortunately, we often are unwilling to give him even 1 apple.
或者你会说，
Maybe you would say,
我都不吃苹果的。
I don't even eat apples.
我给晒你都得。
You can have all of them.
但是钱就不是这样
说。But we don't say that about money.
十分之一只不过一个最基本的奉献的要求。
A tithe or 10% is the basic offering.
是维持教会的经常的开支。
It is used to support the operating expenses of the church.
其实不是能够计算在我们的扩堂的需要的资金的里面。
It should not be counted on for the building fund.
如果我们真的要同心为到建堂来到去筹集这些资金的话呢？
If all of us are to support the building project,
我们可能要奉献两个苹果、三个苹果，甚至无更多的苹果。
We need to bring our second and third apples and maybe more.
金钱确实会有机会破坏人的关系。
Money can ruin relationships.
人和人之间很多时候因为钱而是失去感情。
We can become estranged from others because of money.
但我们也可以运用钱来对和人建立关系。
However, we can also use money to build relationships with others.
运用钱来对建立教会。
To use it to build the church.
运用钱来到宣教，去传福音，将一些未信的人带到神的面前，带到回教会。
We can use our resources for missions, to share the gospel, to invite non-believers and seekers to church.
让他们有机会来认识神。
So that they can have an opportunity to know God.
受到造就，在教会里面得到成长，去建立他们的生命。
To be built up to mature and grow in their new life in Christ.
一百年后，两百年后，腓撒伦的教会，我的意思是指这座的建筑物，还会不会存在呢？我不知道。
In 100 years or even 200, will this Fraserlands Church building still be standing? I don't know.
只有神知道。
Only God knows.
但有一样嘢我肯定知道嘅。
Well, one thing I know for sure.
就系如果我哋藉住腓撒伦教会嘅事工，将人带到去神嘅面前嘅时候，让佢哋去认识神、接受神、跟随神、服侍神嘅时候，呢啲人一定会存在。
What the people we reach through the ministry of this church, those who come to know Christ, who accept, follow, and serve Him, will definitely be around.
而且咧，唔单止存在一百年、两百年
，not just for 100 or 200 years，
而系直达永恒
，but for eternity，
喺永存嘅帐幕嘅里边与神同在。
These people will be with Christ in eternal dwellings。
呢啲就系我哋今日要做嘅工作。
This is our work today。
呢啲就系真实嘅财宝。
This is true riches，
存留到永恒。
This will last for eternity.
有一天我们在天家见到这些人的时候，
When we meet these people in heaven,
他们都会向你来到去致谢。
They will thank you and I.
进行这些工作呢，我们需要场地。
We need space to carry out our ministry.
教会需要扩建。
That's why the church needs to extend the facilities.
我们需要完成第三期的工程。
We need to complete the phase three of our building.
我们一起祈祷。
Let's pray.
我们多谢主，你给我们有个机会来到参与在这个圣工的里面。
Lord, we thank you that we have an opportunity to participate in your work.
你今日呼召我们在腓撒伦教会来到聚集。
You have called us to be a church here at Fraserlands.
你给了我们有这样的使命。
You've given us this commission.
将人带到去永恒的帐幕的里面同你在一起。
To lead people into eternal dwellings with you.
我求你俾我哋有更大嘅信心。
I pray that you would increase our faith.
我哋知道，我哋就算系俾晒我哋嘅身家出嚟俾你
，We know that even if we gave you everything that we own,
我哋都唔会有缺乏。
We still would not lack anything.
我哋咁样嘅祈祷，奉主耶稣基督嘅名。
This we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.